Hi there. The word for you today is on marriage rites. In Ecclesiastes 9 verse 9, we read, "Live joyfully with the wife," or perhaps in your case, the husband, "whom you love." After the death of David's child, the child he fathered with Bathsheba, we read in Scripture 2 Samuel 12 verse 20. "Then David got up, washed himself, changed his clothes, went to the tabernacle and worshipped the Lord. After that, he returned to the palace and ate. His advisers were amazed. 'We don't understand you,' they told him, 'while the baby was still living, you wept and refused to eat. But now that the baby is dead, you've stopped your mourning and are eating again.'" So here's the question: why did David mourn so intensely before the baby died, and then he didn't seem to after? Here's the answer: because men grieve hard, but not necessarily as long. Once something's over, they've a tendency to move on. Now, this can cause problems. Often men genuinely don't understand why their wives can't accept that, quote, "what's done is done," and move on too. Let's listen to David's logic. 2 Samuel 12, "I fasted and wept while the child was alive, for I said, 'Perhaps the Lord will be gracious to me and let the child live.' But why should I fast when he is dead? Can I bring him back again? I will go to him one day, but he cannot return to me." And the Bible says, God, 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4, are you listening to this, please? "God comforts us so that when others are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort we have received." David's next move was crucial. 2 Samuel 12, 24 says, "And he comforted Bathsheba, his wife." Notice David didn't ask, "What's wrong with you? When are you going to get over this?" No. He recognized that even though he was beginning to heal, his wife was still hurting. The healing process accelerates once you begin to empathize with and comfort your mate.